The London Sinfonietta is currently looking at how to continue and develop its blue touch paper scheme that's provided opportunities for composers to explore new ideas in collaboration with players from the group. The continuation of this scheme will sit alongside the Sinfonietta's new academy, which assists young players as they work to become skilled practitioners of contemporary music. To begin exploring how the blue touch paper scheme can develop for the future, Andrew Burke, chief executive, chaired a conversation with a group including composers, a music publisher, players and administrators. The point of the conversation was to discuss how good and risk-taking pieces get made. What are the best conditions for helping composers? And what can the London Sinfonietta do to support and challenge composers to make their best work?
Hello, my name's Andrew Burke. I'm the Chief Executive of the London Sinfonietta, and I'm very honoured to be joined here today by a group of colleagues who will help us discuss the whole question of how we at the London Sinfonietta can go about developing new work with composers for the future. So just to go around the table, on my left is Anna Senft, who's the principal double bass of the London Sinfonietta.
Good morning.
John Adams, the composer, who's also conducting us in a concert tomorrow.
Hello.
Mira Kalix, who's a composer and performer.
Hello.
Larry Goes, a composer we're working with this year.
Hello.
Sally Groves, one of the directors of Shot Music.
Hello.
Christian Mason, another composer the Sinfonietta's worked with in the last 12 months.
Hello.
And Jane Williams, who's the head of artistic planning for the London Sinfonietta.
Hello.
So, first of all, to any of the composers who are with us, how do you start the compositional process? Is it just an idea that appears, or do you wait for a commission?
Well, sometimes commissions come and you can't say no to them because you feel obliged to say yes. But generally, I think it's a good thing to just want to make the piece. The piece has to have a reason to exist, and then you go look for somebody to commission it. It's easier done if you're somebody my age, you know, if you're a young struggling composer, as I was 30 years ago, it's very hard to find commissioning. And sometimes you have to look for the commission and then tailor the piece to fit the needs of the commissioner.
I'm sure it must vary from composer to composer, but people who don't compose, we always wonder, are you walking around with ideas of music sort of just tripping around in your head and thinking, I've got to get that down, that's got to become a piece of music that I've composed for somebody? Or is it different from each one of you?
I'm following two strands. One is the imagination of impractical pieces, and the other is the imagination related to practical possibilities. There's kind of two strands in what I do. So the one thing is you have a real commission, like John was saying, and you have to work on it, and you might be very excited or less excited. It can vary from case to case. But I find that in between those times, I have a number of ideas of things that I really want to do, but they're often somewhat impractical, either because they're not for kind of standard ensembles. For me, harmonicas are quite a big thing. And you know, I often want to write pieces for different variations of harmonica groupings, and there's not anyone to play those. And so I'm following two strands. One is the imagination of impractical pieces, and the other is the imagination related to practical possibilities.
Larry, anything to add to that?
The ideas you have form part of just a bigger ongoing body of work. And some musical ideas are instrument specific or something along those lines, and so a commission can be a good or a frustrating thing depending on what place you're in. But that's only one part of what makes up that musical imagination, and the rest is this sort of ongoing thing. So it's not sort of a piece of music and then you stop and you've written it and then it's a new piece of music. There are ideas and things that carry on from piece to piece. And so usually I think there's a way of finding some excitement about whatever you get to do from those other ideas, and then when they coincide, as I sometimes do with those more practical concerns, and that's just good news.
Mira, anything to add to that?
Yeah, it's probably a combination of what everyone said. Commissioning is something quite new for me, really. So I've been making music a lot longer than I've been commissioned to make music. So I'm always writing, and it's what Larry said. You have ideas or you have things that interest you, and they interest you no matter what, so you bring it in, because that's the thing that's obsessing you. It's great when you can get paid for that, which ultimately is what a commission allows you to do. It allows you to get paid for focusing on this thing. That's the practicalities of being a composer. You're sort of fudging things around. But I think generally having a commission means you have some restrictions and some freedoms that you wouldn't have in your other processes of work?
I was just thinking about the program that I'm doing with the Sinfonietta this week. It's all American music, and I have to say the most interesting piece on the program is the John Cage piece, and I'm sure that that piece was done without a commission. You know, often just having this brilliant idea, which has nothing to do with conventional forces and isn't the result of a commission, it's just an artist wanting to do something.
Do you think it's the industry side, the commissioning, that's restricting creativity in you as composers?
I think it's restrictive in one way, but it's unrestrictive in the other way, in the sense of it gets people's pieces played, and they earn a living that way.
And it does create a context as well. I mean, sometimes it is interesting to think, okay, I'm working in relation to this situation, and that does inspire you in a different way to your free imagination. Mm. And it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing.
My very first substantial commission did come, God forbid, from the government. And, of course, in the United States, this is a terribly controversial thing. We don't even want to give health care to people if it comes from the government, because it smacks of socialism. So I'm very impressed with the way things are done in England, that there is a lot more sources for commissioning and more commitment to developing new pieces, and also that you have ensembles like the Sinfonietta. We don't have many of those in the U.S. Part of that's a geographical issue, but other things are just largely an economic situation.
Sally, what's the position you have from the industry?
The business is relentless for a lot of people, especially in the middle years, when you feel you've got a reputation to keep up, and if you haven't got those commissions around your belt, you know, you haven't got the kudos.